Bevola Yuvol Visham Yiyu Ad Yoim Prokti Yosem. Pasuk in Nimyon says that you're supposed to stay in Bevel, you can't go up. Vice says until Mashiach comes. So therefore, he wasn't able to leave Bevel. New Mashem. So the more of Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira do with this pasuk? Like, how come he wanted to go up? Who be Kli Sharis Ksiv? This pasuk is going on a Kli Sharis that they're not allowed to take back. But a person, a Yisrael, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So the more of Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say about this? Ksiv Kru Achrin, he said there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Hishbati Yeschem B'nei Swishlayim. B'tzvois Oida Yolos Hasod, because Baruch Hu swear to us, like these animals in the fields. B'tzvois like Tzvi or Bayol. Is that Mashmawat, that we can't go back to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira say about this? This pasuk goes on, Shalayalu Yisrael B'chayma. It means that the whole Yisrael should not go together. Rashi says, Yachad Biyat Chazoka. Like we can't leave Bavel all together and go into Eretz Yisrael to take over. That we're not allowed to. But for Yochid, like Rav Zeira, he's allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say about this? He says, no, another pasuk says, Hishpati Achrin Ksiv. There's another pasuk of Hishpati Hashem like made a shua that we're not allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira do with this? Humi Boile, he needs this. Look at Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. That the Yomar, he says, Gimel Shruas Halalu Lama. How come the pasuk says like three Shruas Hashem swore three times? Is Achas Shloyalu Yisrael B'chayma. One is that the whole Klai Yisrael cannot go together up to Eretz Yisrael. From Bavel. The Achas Shehishbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Shlo Yimrudu B'umas Olam. That he made us swear like that we will not rebel against the Goyim. Now that we're in Golis, we're not allowed to rebel against the Goyim. The Yachas Shehishbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Oivdik HaKofim Shlo Yishtabdu B'hem B'Yisrael Yosem Yidai. Hashem like made the Goyim, the Umas Oivdik HaKofim swear like they will not make us work too hard. They can't be mishabed us too much. So that's Pshan, these three Shavuos. But I call upon him, one Jew, like a private person, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even from Bavel. So the more of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? The pasuk says, Im te'iru v'yim te'iru, whether we will wake up, or they will wake up other people. Ksiv. So in other words, as if to say, like, there are two Shavuos here. It's like two things. So Hashem is saying a double thing, that even a Yochid, even a private person, also cannot go up. Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira do with this? I had smashed there are two shuas each one. So Mar says true, Rav Zeira mi boile look at the Rabbi Levi. He holds like Rabbi Levi. The Yomer, he says like this, Rabbi Levi says that sheish shavuas halalu lama. Like how come the pasuk says six shavuas? Like we're saying three it says, and it says im te'iru, v'im te'iru, a double lashon. Just to say there's six. So t'los sahani the amorin. Three is like we just said. Inich, what's the next three? Shalo yiglu v'sakeitz. One thing is, they said to the Nevi'im, they should not reveal when the Mashiach will come, when the case will be, when the end will be. Secondly, v'shlo yirchaku v'sakeitz. We should not push off the end. So Rashi learns two pshat, and one pshat is we should not do averis to push off the case. And secondly, Rashi says it that lashon doichik means we should not daven too much yoistim yidai for Mashiach. To daven too much is no good. And secondly, v'shlo yiglu hasoid liyadik chavim. We should not reveal private things to the Goyim. So Rashi has two pshat, and either means the Yisoid of Ibur, or also means the Yisoid of Tamei Yatoira. The Tamei Yatoira will not let it tell over to the Goyim. Right, and the Pasuk says before, Shvat Yitzchum, B'nai Shurishlaim, it says, B'tzvois oi b'ayolos asodim, like by the deers or the aisle of the fields. So Amar Reb Loz, Amar Lama Kodosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem told the Klai Yisrael, Im atem mekayomim es ha-shvua, if you're going to keep this shvua and not be over it, and listen to it, mutiv, you'll be okay. But if you're not going to listen to these shuas that Hashem is making now, I'm going to make you like Hefker, anybody can come and take you away, just like people take away deers and isles. Omer Rebbe Loza says, Kol ha'adar be'eretz Yisrael shru yibla yoven. Whoever is living in Eretz Yisrael lives without averus. In other words, Hashem is mechaper you there. Shenem Raposik says, Ul bal yoimah shochen chalis yom. But you should not say people living in that soil are like sick. Hayeshev bo nesui yoven, because people that are living there have a nesui yoven are like forgiven. You see, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael has this nesui yoven. Omalei Rav Rabashi, so Rav said to Rabashi, Anan, we learn from this pasuk like this. People that are sick. So Mashur explains it means like this. True, there's a nesui yoven. We have a forgiveness. But it doesn't mean just for anybody living in Eretz Yisrael, but people that are sick there, that have Yisurim, because of the Yisurim, because of the pains they have, the pains take away the Averis, that's what we have in the Suyovin. For that, we have the Kaparah. Amar Rav Onan says, Kol ha'kovu b'Eretz Yisrael, whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael, is kilu kovu tachas ha'mizbeach, is like he's buried underneath the mizbeach. In other words, he has a kapara. Ksiv Hochet says over here, mizbeach adoma tasali, you should make a mizbeach out of adoma. Ksiv Hosma, Pasuk in Devarim says, v'chiper adamosai amai, that the adoma should be mechaper for us. In other words, that if you buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a mizbeach that's mechaper for you. So this b'inyan l'chur to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see l'maisa. Ula hevi rogu devi solak l'Eretz Yisrael. Ula, even though he was living in Bavel, he used to visit, he used to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Noch nafshe b'chutz l'aretz. But when he died, he was in chutz l'aretz. Is also omrele l'Reb Loza, they told to Reb Loza. Omos Reb Loza said like this, Aunt Ula, where is Ula? Al adama t'meya t'omus? That he died like in a bad land, a tomatic land, he should be buried there, like... Lord Blazer wants to know, where are they burying him? Is Omanu, they said to him, Arene Bo, that no, they're burying him here in Eretz Yisrael. He's Oren, the Oren of Ula came. Omalehem, Reb Blazer said back though, Eino doime kol toisoi mechayim le kol toisoi liachamisa. It's not doime if you came to live in Eretz Yisrael when you were still alive, then Eretz Yisrael is killed with you, like takes you in much better, and there's a bigger kapara for you. Whereas here, if you first go there after Misa, it's not the same. So if you have a choice to go before you die, you're better off to go and die in Eretz Yisrael than rather die in Chutz La'aretz and to be brought there afterwards. So Mora says, there was a man, as this man was living in Eretz Yisrael, but his brother was living in Chutz La'aretz and Bechuzoi, and his brother died. And there was a question now of Yibum, they had no children. So the question, should he go to be Miyabim, his brother's wife? Is Osla came with Rabbi Chanina, came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omlei niyestin, ma'u l'meichus liyavma, should I go down to Chutz La'aretz to be miyavima? Omlei, so he said back to him, Ochiv nosa kusis, your brother that was living in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if like he married a kusis, like a shiksa, a goya. Like we had before, whoever's down in Chutz La'aretz, it's like he's being over the avodah zarah. So he called his wife, even though she was a Jewish wife, he called like a kusis. Omeis, and your brother died now. So he said, Baruch ha'malkim shogol, like Baruch Hashem, that he died your brother, and even without children. In other words, that he was living in Chutz La'aretz, and if he would have had children, they also would have been living in Chutz La'aretz. And you're not supposed to do that. And v'hu yorad achrev, you want to go after him now. In other words, so he told him, Rebbe Chanina told this person, don't go to be miyabin, you stay better, live in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, kishem sh'os alotzeis me'eretz Yisrael above, the same way if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave to go down to Bovel, kach osa lotzeis mi'bovel l'sharerotzeis. If somebody's living in Bavel, there's also a mila to live in Bavel. And you can't leave Bavel to go to Chutz La'aretz. Like Rashi says, because there's the Soi HaChochem of Torah. There's a tremendous amount of Torah in Bavel, so that's also a chashuv place after Eretz Yisrael, and you can't leave Bavel to go to Shar Arotzis. Rab of Reb Yosef, the Armativai, they both say, Afilu mi Pumpadisa leveikuvi. You can't even move out of Pumpadisa to Veikuvi, because since Pumpadisa was a Mokam HaTorah, you can't leave there. And who once happened a case to Nofik be Pumbadisa le Beikuvi. One time Chochem Taka left Pumbadisa and went to live in Beikuvi. And Shamte Rav Yosef put him into a nidui, put him into a band. Ahu, another case happened to Nofik be Pumbadisa le Yasusina. A Sumer Drabonin left Pumbadisa to move to this place. And Shochev, he died because of that. And Omer Abaya Taka said, Iboi hai tsumim rabbonin hevi chai. If this tsumim rabbonin wanted to, he could have still been alive. In other words, if he wouldn't have moved, it's because of his move that this happened. Rabbah, Rav Yosef, the Amitavar, they both say, Kishayrim sheba bovil Eretz Yisrael kol tosin. That the chosh of a people in bovil, Eretz Yisrael is killed them. In other words, the chosh of a person that died in bovil, he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Sherim Sheb Sharavata is a kosher person living in out of Bavel and Sharavata is Bavel Kultasim. Like he should be buried in Bavel, that's also a school, that's also a Kalita, protects him. Now the Mora says, Lamai, what do you mean to say it's Kalita that protects you? Ilay Mele Yuchsin, if you want to send a Geir to be about getting married, not the Geir to being buried, but the Geir to getting married, if you want to know if you have an Ishas Meyuchas or not, so you want to say that Eretz Yisrael have the most Yichus, so Mora says, not like that. The Yomama we learned called Harotzeis Isal Eretz Yisrael. All the land is like Isal, like Do Negeit Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael has more of a Yichus than the rest of the lands. But the Eretz Yisrael Isal above all, Eretz Yisrael is called like a Do, a mixed up place, Negeit above all. In other words, as far as Yuchsin go, when Ezra was involved. He made a tremendous amount of yichus. He separated Klai Yisrael to know exactly how yichus. So the Chur Eretz Yisrael has Bavel has more of a yichus than Eretz Yisrael. So how come we say here from Bavel they should go to Eretz Yisrael? Elo, the Gemara means linyan kfura, to be buried. Because if you die in Bavel, you should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And if you buy in Chutzlar, at a Koponim, you should be buried in Bavel. And Rashi says, because Bavel sheyesh shom schus teira, a Koponim is a schus teira in Bavel. Omer Rav Yehuda says, kol hadar beBavel, whoever lives in Bavel, kilo dar beEretz Yisrael, it has the mind like you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Machum is a schus hatayra. It's like you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem the pasuk says, "Hoitziyin himolti yeshevas bas bovel." It's like we saved tziyin, like from bovel. Omer Rabaya, naktinon bovel lechav yechevli hamashiach. The city called bovel, whoever's living there, won't see the chevli hamashiach. Won't have the pains before the mashiach comes. Now tirguma, we learned, it doesn't really mean bovel, but rather means our hutzel de Binyamin. In Eretz Yisrael, in Binyamin's Chelek, a city called Hutzel. The corner, they call it Karno de Shizvosa. The care in the corner that saves you. There's a special place in Eretz Yisrael, in Chelek de Binyamin, that's called Bavel there, that place will be saved from Chevli Mashiach. Omer Reb Loza, Nesim Sheva Chutz Loretz Einem Chayim. He holds that the people that die and that are buried in Chutz Loretz, they won't be alive by Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar Apostik says, V'nosati Tzvi Deretz Chayim. Because Baruch Hu put his tzvi, his dearness, to the Eretz Chaim, to Eretz Yisrael. It means Eretz Shetzivyon, Nebo, Meisim Chaim. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, likes, like Eretz Yisrael, the Meisim will stay alive by Tchias HaMeisim. But Shein Sivyon, Nebo, a place that Hashem does not put his desire there, like in Chutz Loretz, so Reb Lezer holds, Ein Messiah HaChaim, the people that died there and buried there will not get up by Tchias HaMeisim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. And this Gemara says, Mosif Rababa Bamamal. Rababa Bamamal is the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Yichyo Mesecho and Nevalti Yikumin. It sounds like Tupsukim. The people that die will stay alive, and also Nevalti Yikumin. My love, doesn't these two things mean? Yichyo Mesecho means Mesim Sheberet Yisrael. True, the people that die, they were buried in Eretz Yisrael, they'll get up at Chis Mesim. Nevalti Yikumin means Mesim Sheber Chutzlorets. People that died and buried in Chutzlorets, they'll get up also. So it's not like Reb Lezer. So the Mori saw, Umay binosati tzvi beretz chayim. What does it mean to say Hashem will give a tzvi like a swift thing will come to Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara Nebuchadnezzar with the chsiv. It's not going mechlal about chiyas ameisim. It's going about this Russian Nebuchadnezzar Kodesh Baruch will bring against Eretz Yisrael. The Yom HaRachmonot, Hashem is saying, my sinu alayu malko the klilo. I'm going to bring upon you a king that's very swift, fast, kitavi like a tzvi, like a deer. So the pasuk going on, Nebuchadnezzar Hashem will bring upon Eretz Yisrael. But about people that died and buried, there could be even people that are buried in Chutz Loretz who lost to get up at Chiyas HaMeisim. Omle said back, Nein Mikro Acher Vanidersha. Let's have another pasuk that says, Noisei Nishom Aliyam. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give breath to this nation, Aliyah, to the people of Aliyah. For Ruach L'Holchim Bo, and there'll be Ruach wind for the people that go there, walk there. So as Mashmos, only the people in Eretz Yisrael will have a Tchias HaMeisim. I, the Elo HaKsiv, Nevalti Yikumin, it says the passage before, second passage, Mashm, even people buried in Chutzlos will also get up. But you have to answer no, Hahu b'nefolim mudachsiv. That just means an eightfold. As both in Yonam are going in Eretz Yisrael. People that are buried in Eretz Yisrael will get up at Tchias HaMeisim. And even the Nefolim, a eightfold, a kid that was born dead, he'll also get up at Tchias HaMeisim. So this is Rabbi Lezer Shita. He holds no, even the Chutzlar is also to get up. So what does it mean to say in Eretz Yisrael? He holds like Rabbi Yehua. The Omer Rabbi Yehua, Rabbi Yehua says like this, Afilu Shivcho Kenanis, Shev Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Loi Shi Ba'as Olam Abo. This postic of Hainoisin Nishoma goes on even a Shivcho Kenanis, Avada, she's Mizgayer, she was Toivol, and she's Makabal Yiddishkeit like an Isha, but our Koponim, she's still a Shivcha Kenanis, if she's living in Eretz Yisrael, she'll be for sure to be Zecha to Eilam Abo. Ksivok, it says over here, Liyam Aliyah, the people of an Aliyah, Uxavosim, Shvulachem Po Yimachamor, which Medashin Amadoim Lechamor. And even a Shivcha, she'll also be Zecha to Eilam Abo for the fact that she's living in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Gospel on the end of the Pasuk, Baruach Lahochem Bo, there'll be wind for the people that are walking in it, walking in the Eretz Yisrael. So, Rabbi Yirmi Barab, Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMahalich, Arba Amas, Eretz Yisrael, whoever walks for Amas, Eretz Yisrael, is Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba. If he walks for Amas, Eretz Yisrael, he'll be Zochot to be at Ben Olam Haba. So what does the Ben Olam Haba mean exactly? The Miri speaks about the different terminal, the different terms of Olam Haba. Some say Olam Haba means after the tzaddikim die from this world, then the neshamas go up to Olam Haba. That's called Olam Haba. After that, the Moisa Mashiach is a different time, and by Tchias Mesim is also a different time. And he says sometimes Olam Haba here means talk of the life later, not with the neshamas of the tzaddikim are right now, but it could also mean either the Moisa Mashiach or sometimes even go on even after that the Tchias that would happen later on. So tomorrow, Ulu Reb Leza, Tzadikim Shebchutzlorot Einim Chayim, Dr. First Reb Leza, you want to say that that's true that he holds the Tzadikim that are buried in Chutzlorot, they won't get up at Chiyas HaMesim? So Reb Loi says, no, he also agrees they'll get up. But Daridah Gilgul, you should know they're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you'll only be able to come up out of the ground from Eretz Yisrael. If you're buried in Chutzlorot, you're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael and then come up. Maskev Lo Reb Abba, Sala, Rabba, that Gilgul at Tzadikim Tzar, like Rabba's name, Rab Abba, Sala, Rabba's name, he said, the Chura Gilgul at Tzadikim are going to have to cruel Tzar with tremendous amount of pain. Like, how come Hashem is going to give such pain to the Tzadikim to have to cruel from Chutz Lor to Eretz Yisrael? So, Tzaru, so Rabbi says, no, Mechilois Nasas Lembekarkam. There'll be a nest, that there'll be special tunnels under the ground for them to walk. They'll get up and they'll walk through the tunnel to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll come up. Right, and now the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, "Unesatani miMitzrayim uKvaratani beKrosam." That Yaakov Avinu told his sons, told Yosef, "Bury me in Eretz Yisrael." His Omar Karnas Karnas said, "Vorm begoy, there's something hidden here, and let's think into it. How come Yaakov wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael?" Even the Rashi and Chumash brings down a few reasons, but of course of the Kinim, of course of the Avodah Zarah, Vaisas Karnas said there's something more than that. So Karnas said like this. Yaakov knew he was a tzaddik gomer. If the meisim that are buried in Chutz Loretz will get up at Chiyas HaMesim, so why did Yaakov Avinu bother his sons so much to take him to Eretz Yisrael? So pshat is like this, that Yaakov thought, but Shemel Yiskel Mechilos, maybe it won't be zoche to have these special tunnels to walk, maybe it will be very painful to have to crawl. So that's why he didn't want to take a chance, Yaakov Avinu, and if Davka wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yitzah B'dovah, the same thing we find by Yosef, Atom Yisei, the Pasuk says, Vayishpa Yosef es B'nei Yisrael, that Yosef made also his brothers swear, Om Rabbi Chanina Dvorim B'goy, there's something hidden here. Now let's think into it. Why did Yosef bother his brothers to take him into Eretz Yisrael? Yodei Yehoye Yosef, that's Moshe Tzadik Gomer Hoye. Yosef knew upon himself, he's a Tzadik Gomer. And if you're going to tell me, V'yemesim Shebechutz Loretz, Chayim, if the dead people from Chutz Loretz will also get up at Chiyas HaMesim, lo matrich es ochiv, how come he bothered his brothers, arba meyas pasa, to carry him 400 pasa? The pshat is also, shemol yiskel mechilos, maybe Yosef also won't be zoich to have these tunnels to be able to walk easy to Eretz Yisrael. And there he'll come up. Sholchilei achavol rabba. Rabba's brother that was living in Eretz Yisrael sent a letter like to Rabba that was living in Babel. He said like this, Yudayahoy Yaakov Shazada Gom Roya. He was telling him over this Inyan. Now in between it says that Ilfa Moisaba Dvorm. Ilfa added on something to this. That Maisa Biech happened to story with one person, Shoyim, it's Tyra Lishachas. He liked the lady, he wanted to marry her. But she lived in Chutz Loretz. Well, Bikish Lared, he wanted to go down and live in Chutz Loretz with her. But Kiva Shashama Gazois, when he heard about this, that even by Chiyas HaMesim, even though you're buried in Chutz Loretz, it'll be hard to get there to Israel, you're going to have to crawl, is Galgo Biyatzme Adyoy Moisei. He figured it's better to have to crawl now, like stay in Eretz Yisrael his whole lifetime, and to be Zoich at least to get up easily by Chiyas HaMesim. So he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And now, the brother of Rabbi said back to Rabbi that, Afa Pisha Chochem Godlato, even though you, Rabbi, you're a great person, but Eina Daima, Leimid Miyatzma, Leimid Mirabbi. It's not Daima learning by yourself or learning by a Rebbe. In other words, the brother wanted Rabbi to come up to Eretz Yisrael. If you Taima, maybe you'll tell me, Ein Lecho Rav, that there's no Rav to learn by Eretz Yisrael. No. Yesh Lecho Rav, there is a Rav. Omani, who should be Rebbe there, Rebbe Yechanan. So the kids of Rabbi's brother wanted him to come up to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rebbe Yechanan. But he told him, but if you're not going to listen, you're not going to come up to me in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to stay in Babel, but I call upon him, here's Abishloshe Dvorim, watch yourself for three things. One thing is, Altar Babi Yeshiva, don't sit too much. Shay Yeshiva Koshla Tachtoinus. If you sit too much, it's bad for the justice system, when you have to go, it's bad. For Altar Babi Amida, don't stand up too much. Sa Amida Koshla Leib, standing up too much is hard for the heart. V'yatar b'balicha, don't walk too much. Shalicha kashle naim, walking too much is bad for your eyes. Ella, what should you do? In other words, the chura, he was learning the whole day, so he said, don't sit the whole day, don't walk the whole day, and don't stand the whole day. What should you do rather? Ella shlish b'yeshiva, one third, sit. Shlish b'yamida, one third of the day, stand. Shlish b'hilichim, one third of the day, you should walk. Now, call yeshiva sheni mo smicha. Anytime you're sitting and you can't lean back, there's no smicha to rest on, is amida nechemenu. You're better off standing. For the Gemara, is that true? Amida is like a dieter, I'm standing. I have Ramad, he just got finished telling me, amida kosher leif, that standing up is bad for the heart. Eli meant to say like this, yeshiva